Like all of you, I have watched the tragedies unfold over the past week in Louisiana, Minnesota, and Texas. Anger spreading like a contagion across the United States with a molasses-like stickiness in the summer heat. This is the year of depraved hearts and officers under fire. I'm incredibly saddened that we live in a world where there is a failure to recognize that diversity strengthens us and makes us better, that there is a tremendous richness and beauty in our differences. I'm reminded of the words of the Somali poet Warsan Shire. She writes, "Later that night, I held an atlas in my lap, ran my fingers across the whole world, and whispered, 'Where does it hurt?' It answered, 'Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere.' In light of the massiveness, the everywhereness of this hurt, it is easy to feel diminutive in the scheme of things. But I would posit that this feeling of insignificance can be shattered through positive action, and a better future for our children is possible. As an example, our family business, the Bizzuto Group, will now and forever strive to be a paradigm of tolerance, understanding, and inclusion. We will work to be devoid of prejudice and will recognize how inconsistent hate is with our core values as an organization. Instead, we will spend our time contributing positively to the world, our customers, and each other. We will make our world beautiful through the creation of extraordinary experiences, one building at a time, one person at a time, one city at a time. May God bless all of us and open our hearts and minds to love for one another. And may this happen soon because, man, it hurts everywhere."